This is the best tea in the city on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.
It is 6 minutes after 9 o'clock. Good morning to you. It is the best tea in the city, Kaya 959, on the street, on the air. There are two types of people. Those who want to know what's coming and those who say, let the pieces fall where they may. Which one of these two are you? You know, I'm at the crossroads when it comes to this, because life is such a gift. It's an experience, right? And it being an experience, some are brave enough to say, listen, I know I'm here for a reason. And that reason will come to me and I'll experience it as it happens. Others are like, time is too short. I just need to know what I need to do and get it right. We are torn between two worlds. Or should I even say two realities? Knowing your future or not knowing your future? Some people want to know. Hence the signs, hence going to consult a sangoma, speaking to a prophet or prophetess and so on. That's why. Some people want to know. Some are torn between the two. There's something about knowing your future that is just, I feel, is paralyzing. Should you know, what happens? You wait. Are you aware? So should you be told that, no, you're going to have that panoramic car, you're going to have that house on the hills, right? What your mind does, it waits for those things to fall from the sky. You no longer push as hard. Others, they use the very same information to propel them forward, to say, you know what, I'm going to go and get, because now I know I can achieve it. Because we are different kind of people. Some people we just want it easy, eh? Just want it easy. And if it comes easy, why should I sweat? Why? You know? Some people are timid by nature because the fear of God has been put in their hearts. And the last thing they want is to do wrong. So the first question they'll ask you is, am I on the right track? You know? And it's a valid question to ask. Am I on the right track? Am I here to do what I was born to do? Can we imagine? Hey, you must hear the 3 teaspoons coming up. Can you imagine? And I'll give you this example because I know we can all relate to it one way or the other. Can you imagine being married to a wrong person? I will leave it there. If there was a way for you to find out if this person is right for you, would you want to know? Mduduzi said something. Mduduzi _ 911. Shop, do. The way you've put it, ne? Let me read it. And I'm not even going to add my own flavor. As is. Mduduzi says, knowing what's next is a flex. But you have to be mentally ready, because the anticipation of what's coming can drive one crazy.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
I'll give you the 3 teaspoons on things we wish to know about our future. One, our love lives. Okay? There's nothing, like I said earlier on, like being with the wrong person and then committing for life with this wrong person. But at the time, your emotions are saying, this is the right person. And then in the middle of it, you realize, what? So if there was a way to know before you commit, would you want to know? Or so one upon me. Two, the other thing that we wish to know about our future is money. When it comes to money, fortune, we all want to know. There's only one thing we are in search of here, money. And if it means doing less to get more, the better. But how do you do that? So if there was a way of finding out whether you will have money in the future and in the bucket loads like Banky Banky Leoskido, would you want to know? It's called a bucket. The last teaspoon of the three teaspoons on things we wish to know about our future, our own careers. Money is connected to career. There is nothing like working for the wrong company or to refuse an offer because where you are comfortable. Sometimes your fortunes are hidden in a less paying job. Why? Because the owner will see something in you and ended up making you a shareholder, meaning more wealth. But how do you know that? How are you to know that? There are two types of people, those who want to know and those who like, life is an adventure. Let it happen. JJ, let me start with you. Somebody's still taking a deep breath. So Tila and I afterwards.
I saw that.
Bam, bam, bang, amawashin just now. Yeah. Anyway, what what type are you?
I'm both. You can be both, right?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, you can be both. One, I like suspense. I like surprises.
Yeah, yeah.
And two, for the simple reason why I do not want to know, it's because if there's nothing I can do about it, it'll kill me knowing it. And there's nothing. Like, if maybe, like, somebody's going to be sick or somebody's going to do this. It's your, it's what's predicted as your destiny. There's nothing you can do about it. And there's no solution to it. I don't want to know. You know?
Chances are most of the time there is a solution.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
They could say, just pray. Use your faith.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So that you can handle whatever it is that is coming.
True. And why I'd want to know is because I like being in control as well.
Yeah,
so knowing, it's fun knowing. So yeah, I'm two ways.
My worry about knowing when Mbali, it can make you lazy. You know what I mean? I kira no ba ubulele tso reason to zakho ze zo pop.
Yeah. My problem is that I was ukuthi lokupopa lokukuza nini.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I think in the knowing you must also have a level of impatience and drive, you know?
Yeah.
I think with me, I'm a person I like to know because my fear cripples me a lot of the time from doing things, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But I also have an innate drive to make things happen.
Yeah.
So if I know this thing is meant for me and it's not happening, I'm like, I need to get up. I need to do something.
Yeah.
Because I have it in me to have that drive. So if you don't have that, then because then you're just going to sit and be like, I'm supposed to be a millionaire. Mara, how zali loto? How petty my dice? How is this nick? Uduzi fella? Because the money must just come. So I get why some people don't want to know, but I want to. I want my plan to be given to me. Mm-hmm. I want my soulmate to have a mark on his forehead. I want money that's meant for me to come. I want my things to say, Gambali, sugalap. There are many fish in the sea, but not this fish. Don't touch it.
Yeah.
Gambali, eh.
Yeah.
That's what I want my life to be like.
And I think it's our turn, right?
No.
How?
Oh.
How?
What just happened to you?
No, I don't want to know. I got my reading before I could even read. So I'm
surprised still, you were able to read.
I'm still shaking, actually.
Spot on. Soulmate.
I win.
But a soulmate title part like a Bitcoin. Do you want to know the future?
Yes. And I'm so jealous. No, and I'm so jealous.
It doesn't make you lazy?
No, it's knowing prepares you. Knowing allows you to find a solution. Knowing doesn't mean that it's all of a sudden going to happen, and it's not going to happen when you don't know. Knowing gives you perspective. Knowing gives you...
It's the waiting, though, man.
It's not even the waiting. Prepare for it.
But now the pain of waiting.
No, it's because you're not preparing for it. You know, but you can't. So what are you preparing? Why aren't you preparing so that when you get lomoto, uzaba ready for yona? I love knowing. I love knowing.
But what then what happens to the mystery that is life?
It's still mystery because you don't know how it's going to happen. You don't know when it's going to happen. You just know it is going to happen.
So you just still need to navigate this thing called life.
Yeah. With better insights, with better foresight.
Or confirmation.
Yes. Yeah. I'm so jealous.
Can you go back to a point where you were told something and it happened?
All the time.
Give me an example. Was it a car? Was it a watch? Was it clothing? What was it? Something simple.
Land.
Is it?
Yeah.
Good. Le. Was it le or you just going to have land?
Le. So last. Wow. Yeah. So my father's grandmother, four generations away. It's myself, Tata, Damkulu Temba, no Makul. My father's grandmother, has always wanted me to miss Umsamo. Is that what you guys call it? It can't.
Mm-hmm.
And I delayed for 2 years.
And we all do.
And the 1 year, I literally had 5 accidents in my car. Because she's like, you're delaying, you're delaying. And you're delaying my blessings to you. And once umise kanti, dizakupa umhlaba. And I bought 2 plots side by side at home, cash, because I listened.
I was told, soon you're going to be driving a car with 4 pipes. You know what that is.
I've got goosebumps.
Yeah?
Yeah. Is it what I saw yesterday?
No. Not right now, I'm obviously supporting a brand.
Okay.
Helping them to activate.
Sure.
But car and
4
and
pipes.
4 pipes.
Yeah.
And I was like, 4 pipes? And like, yeah, it's a German car, 4
mm-hmm.
pipes.
Mm-hmm.
And right there, immediately I started looking out for it. And so things start jumping out for you. And then I start seeing Abu G63.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's no way I'm affording this car.
Why is your energy like that?
No, wait. In my head.
Okay.
Not, you see, you're still thinking, not now. Even though you're told about the future, you're still thinking, I'm not in that position right now.
Yeah.
When it happened, guess who reminded me?
Wife.
Wife says, remember they said 4 pipes?
Yeah.
And I looked back and I said, damn it, there they are.
Three. Yes.
And this was 3 years later.
This is, because also God is always on time.
I get it.
He's always on time. It's not going to be your time or Bas's time. He's always on time. God is always on time 3 years later. That was the time because you had to prepare yourself emotionally.
Yes.
Spiritually and physically as well to handle 4 pipes. And not to handle physically behind the wheel, to handle as the man that you are.
Yes.
Yes.
Sure.
All of a sudden,
it was
pipes.
The first. Do you
yeah.
hear me?
Yeah.
It was the first and I was like, whoa.
No, I get it all the time.
Because all the time I was being really nervous about it.
Yeah.
Because the only question I ever had, Mina,
yeah.
between me and God was,
yeah.
why am I here?
Yes.
That was the only question I ever had. And I said, I want an answer.
Yeah.
And I don't know how I'm going to hear it, whether you're going to send it via TD Jakes
yeah.
or whether you're going to send it via the bishop.
Yes.
I just want to know, why am I here?
Am I fulfilling my purpose for you?
You're?
I know.
The future.
I know.
Right?
It's wonderful. I love knowing. I love knowing.
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-000-00959.
Good morning, Malumeti.
Hi.
Very interesting topic. Now, I would like to know my future. Kibonanga ritun tusha uri somar kijo berekela in the right direction.
Yeah.
Onjo, I feel like sometimes or rizamazama everything. So at least I have an idea uri kamo. Then I think that would work best for me. I need to know direction.
I know, right? Mogeni, hi.
Hot man.
Grand Meauti.
Are
you the type to want to know the future or?
But at the same time, it's dangerous.
Which part?
Next year, we are divorced. Or next month, we are going to expand the sauna. So, we are going to depression.
I think all of us are afraid of hearing the bad news, right?
Yeah.
But what if the bad news is actually for your good?
Yeah, the bad news for the good. Yeah, that one I know. But at the same time, it was dangerous. But knowing it's good because you have to come and fix your goopy now. Goopy was to be right.
Mugzwele me out. Sbu, say so.
Hey, Mr. T, how's it?
I'm good, man. Welcome.
Yes. Thank you very much, Mr. Man.
Only a pleasure.
Yeah, bro. Ukraine.
So, you want to know about the future?
Hey, you know, something. I'm actually a self-employed kind of a person.
Yes. Yeah.
So, it's good to know what's coming in the future so that you don't invest much on something energy excellent.
Yeah, yeah.
I was,
yeah.
For example, you'd be called, for example, you'd be called to a client.
Yeah.
Umtshele umuntu ukuthi, look, this does not comply to the regulations. I think in some of the certificate of compliance.
Yeah.
No, this does not comply to the OSHA Act or certain regulations. There's that Norman, more I shy and hate me, you understand? And then you've traveled like 120 Ks, then Abuya, like, you want? And even with compliances, you want to say, look, prepare yourself for the future. There might be, you want, do this, get into that business. There might be, you want, leave that.
I hear you. So that you know that you are applying your energies and effort and time in the right place.
Exactly. Even now, I'm shy to sell. Ukraine was with him. Lomito says, "Na yangu kat train." Actile guma testing is wapo. Because now, awan yaban tu mani milingo. Awan kuto muntu ushatu muntu or unechere. Any king amelu kasa in life in jagumnan good because there are people who need in healing than love. So,
is it for a season or is it for a lifetime?
Exactly. Are you going to prosper now, Lomunt lawyer? Or that person, you must heal that person for the next person to take over. So it's actually good to know so that you can at least be in the clear. Good look, okay, this is what I'm going to take. If they say this is not the right person or this is not the right business, okay, let me push.
Oh, that's bull.
Bratila, if you write my secret, Njongo be secret, because you're looking forward each and every day to better yourself, to have faith, to have focus, dedication, and hard work. But if Unzo wasn't for it, Angzo Resta, Zotelela Bantu, Nyaz, with the grand, I can take on, I won. Because my Jim Kung Imnand, Yabonga Putum.
Tiroles, hi, be the last step.
Ah, okay, Trati.
Kisha, buena.
Dang. Oh, first time on air.
Hey, welcome.
Okay. Nilin, naki batu siba ka life yaka. Because, huning batu, huning kinsi kichi interview. Then guys, jen na so ki batu siba oru. Like, huye taha langka, pilo baka. And the booty, I can't even imagine how long it is. I want to have the gift, so you have to fix this and this. And like, I'm sure you're right, guys. Tapelela. So, I want to know, like, about that closure and Japan.
All right. And I think you should. When you seek the answers, you must find them. Yeah? All right. Thank you, Tsirilezo. Oh, man. I'm having a laugh here with Umbali. She's still, what's the word? Processing. Are you still crying?
No.
Smiling.
No. I'm smiling now. Oh, good. Yeah, I'm smiling.
Because it's a confirmation.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
There's nothing like being affirmed.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing like being affirmed that whatever you've been studying, whatever you've been applying your energies on, is actually you.
I feel like I didn't waste my time.
Thank you.
That's the best thing that came out of today.
Yes.
Because I've been feeling like that quite a lot, that
yeah.
I've wasted so much of my time, but... Yeah, in three
sentences.
I like
what he said, though. I like what he said. If you are not doing this, you'll be what?
A psychologist.
Didn't I say this on you a couple of times?
You
on
did.
Air, even.
You did.
And there's the confirmation.
That's it.
Just amazing.
Yeah.
There's nothing like being on the right path.
Nothing. I'm grateful. I'm so grateful.
But we have also adventurous spirits.
Mm-hmm.
People who just don't want to know and they want to listen. Bring on life and they will tackle it as it comes. Yeah?
They're brave.
Those are brave. Mm. You know, I call them brave souls.
Yeah.
Those are the people, they don't even know what's coming, but they kind of know what's coming. You know what I mean?
They're prepared.
Yes.
Well for prepared anything. For anything.
Can you imagine the mental and the emotional strength of those people? Ay, man, I'm a teaspoon.
Kangani nje.
Ay, mina ngikwala.
Mina ngi marshmallow guy.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.